And welcome back to Double M Live on the Road Edition 2024. What? Damn,
bro. The tagline is right.
What's the tagline?
There's more in store for 2024.
You just made that up right now?
I did. The top of the head. I can't lie to you.
Say it one more time.
There's more in store for 2024.
There's more in store. I like that.
Nice and simple.
It's calm.
That's what we bring it to the table.
It's calm. So we did the Jordan year. We in Kobe's year. Rest in peace, Kobe. And the beauty about Jordan, he not only did it once, he did it six times. So there's so many more to go. So, you know, keep that vision alive. But we're not here to talk sports, bro.
Not today.
We're not here to talk sports. Today, it's all about made you look beauty.
Kind of fly, so made you look beauty.
Made you look beauty.
Oh my God!
We are here in studio live with the one and only Sylvie, our beauty profession. Thank you for being here.
For having me.
Or having us. We in your territory.
That's true, but thank you for having me. And thank you for coming to my space.
We're happy to be here, though. First and foremost, you have a beautiful spot. If y'all got the good vision of the space, look good, smell good, everything, like, scratch and snip. You can't scratch and snip. But you know what I mean?
Soon, Melo going to get that camera that you can scratch it.
It's about to pop up and twitch. But anyway.
10K.
It's so happy to be here. Thank you for having us. And I mean, one thing that Double M loves to do always, and it's so, I think the word is apropos.
Yo, you just, what are you saying, guy?
Put the flowers on the table.
Okay.
One thing Double M likes to do. Feel me? Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Melo.
Okay. I didn't know where he was going with that.
But yes, that's what Double M likes to do, and why we have you here. So definitely want to give you flowers and definitely talk about your journey and everything that you got going on and everything that's led you to this point in time and inside of this beautiful space. But give us a light little background of you and how you've dove into this lane and how you've just gotten to this space of, you know, being here.
Okay, that's a mouthful. All right. I would say how this all even transpired, how I even got the idea to be a business owner was when I started realizing that I was going to take care of.
And
meaning in like my appointments, whether it be maintenance, whether it be healthcare providers, I just realized that a lot of people that don't have the same appearance as me, or even close to it, just don't understand how valuable it is to take care of a Black woman. Like, it's so necessary, so needed. So I decided I need my own spot. I need my own thing. I need to just get a group of people that typically get neglected when they're getting, you know, a service provided. And I wanted to be that person to do it for them. So I was like looking up things to do. You know, when you're growing up, you're just like, okay, what do I want to do for the rest of my life?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I wanted to be a nurse at first, but I was like, you know what? The COVID happened and I'm like, maybe not that. And I always used to be the person that would just buy products. Like, I love skincare. I love when people feel confident, whether they wear makeup or not, but especially when they don't wear makeup. They're just barefaced at themselves. Because you can really see a person when they're authentically themselves. So I decided to create a space. This is actually my third location. I did originally start from Dover Street, then moved to Crescent Street, so I'm now here in Avon.
We're familiar with Dover.
You know, so
some work over there.
Yeah, good people over there. And I'm here now, so I'm usually a reserved person, but that's not getting anybody far. It's not getting me far, it's not getting my people far. So I made the commitment to just do what I thought I could never do. And that's basically be in front of people and start talking.
We don't want to reserve something today.
No, we don't want to reserve something at all, actually.
Listen, we came in here. You wasn't that so reserved. You were really welcoming. Okay. You was ready. We said made you look beautiful. You got us cheering and everything like that. So we're going to keep that energy throughout this whole time. You said a couple things right now that I really want to touch on. First thing.
I'm unfortunately, I used to have a very judgmental mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So being a Black woman and then also being judged by society, it gets so tricky. It gets so gut-wrenching sometimes. So when I decided that, you know, everyone just is different. They come with different baggage, different steps. Everybody has their own uniqueness to it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know what? People need to feel like they're cared for, whether it be a stranger. Well, I know a lot of people's home life are not the easiest or even have a home life. So I'm trying to be that safe space. Come in as you are. Just like you would go to church.
Yeah.
But, you know, just less formal in that sense. And just, let's just get some stuff done. Let's teach. Let's grow. Let's work together.
That's fire. That's fire. Real quick. So I work with students. You work with kids as well. And we always practice safe space, right? So, like, what does safe space look like for you?
So safe space can be a number of things. It could be the location, it could be the person, it could be the conversation. For me, the atmosphere. Because I can't take my location with me when I'm talking to people. Mm. So I have to generally carry that and be grounded to have a safe space. For you to be able to talk to me, you gotta feel like I'm that person that actually will care enough, that keyword is caring, to actually help you with any issues that you have.
That's fine.
You know, being a beauty professional is a great, great, great name to have. I feel like people sometimes have their own definition of the word beauty or beautiful. What are you, or what would you say your definition of the word? And I like that right there, your own kind of.
We got to like zoom in on that one. Like,
I like that a lot.
Read that out loud. But what does that
be say? Be your own kind of beautiful, which I love. But I want you to expand on that just a little bit. When you think of the word beauty, you know, what comes to mind for you?
For me, beautiful means an array of things. So when someone is beauty, at face value, they're attractive. But getting over that little surface, you really see someone's character, their way, their mindset, the way that they treat their friends, their mm-hmm. family. That to me is beautiful. Not just getting your makeup done and going out. Not just maintenance work that most people don't realize. When you get your waxes, when you get your hair cut, that's pretty much you helping yourself feel a little bit more confident. I can't work with people that aren't beautiful because you end up killing off the people that are beautiful, you know?
Sheesh.
It's one of those, I may not find you attractive, but someone might find you dead gorgeous. So who am I to put you down because I don't find you that way, but someone over here on the other end loves the way you look from head to toe. So beautiful for me, the beauty definition, it just means you are who you are.
Nah, do you think like this now with beauty standards and social media, everything that's going on, are we having a hard time finding out what beauty even is anymore? It's like we're looking at the kids, they have their standard of beauty, right? They see everything on social media, and we're losing that true essence of beauty, where beauty is, like you were saying, how you treat your friends, how you treat your family, and going out there with confidence. I just think, not even kids, I think our generation as well, we look into social media and it just it dissolves everything of what the true standard of beauty really is.
Social media has made things very hard for people.
Say that again.
It makes it very difficult for people to understand what beauty is to them because you have everybody else's opinions getting thrown at you. I mean, you can swipe left, someone will be like, this is nice, do's and don'ts of makeup. There's so many opinions about beauty. But when you're taking away that noise from the outside source, right, from social media, you realize that beauty is an individual thing. It's an individual concept. It's that person, how they carry themselves. Social media has made it very difficult for the youth to appreciate themselves at different stages of life. you have a lot of younger youth. A lot of younger girls are doing like makeup at like 12.
Worse.
So there's no more ugly faces anymore. Worse. There's no more like, okay, when you 10 years down the line, when you look back at your pictures, you're just like, damn, I had a contoured nose and face.
They can hide their pimples now.
You can hide your pimples. I feel like that. You're beautiful because you're 12 years. You're growing up. You have the hormones. And yeah, it might be uncomfortable to be the one with a pimple, but that's who you are.
That's, damn. That's, imagine that. That's crazy. I didn't even, like, it's true, but it's like, wow, the kids can mask things now. They're either digitally, filters. The filters, yo, I had a distant aunt who sent, I'm like, yo, she had a kid. Send me baby pictures. She sent me pictures with filters on it. And I was so, bro, I was so sick. It's like, yo, just show me the baby, bro. Like, show me the baby, no rapper. Like, I just want to see the baby, dog. I don't need the filter, no, none of that. Now, it was crazy, but it's like, wow, she can't be the only one in the world doing this. So it's like, damn. The beauty is in the her true essence of the kid.
And don't get me wrong, I love a filter too. Don't get me wrong.
We all do.
We like our filters.
I black and white sometimes.
But when you
like love a filter.
When it becomes that crutch, you're just like, that's when things get tricky.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind women wearing makeup. I don't mind the lace fronts. But when it becomes to the point where you don't feel beautiful
without it, yeah,
that's when things get tricky. Because you got to go in the mirror every day. I don't have to go in the mirror with you and look at yourself. Deal with yourself. Talk to yourself. Help yourself. This space that I created is for the people that know that social media isn't reality.
It's not real, it's dog.
Not, and I have faith to say the fact that real people do go on social media. But those real people carry pain, insecurities, judgment, guiltiness. So we're all swarming in this pool of like, this is what beauty is supposed to look like. But I don't look like that. I'm dark skinned, she's light skinned. He's tall, I'm short. But when you have someone just in your face always telling you, hey, this is what beauty is, you start to forget how beautiful you are.
So if you had somebody in front of you who, male or female, like, they find themselves using products or makeup, whatever, just to try to hide their identity, or they find comfort in those type of things, what would you say to that person?
Your face is your business card. Okay. And
your face is your business card. Let me write that down.
Your skin versus hiding your imperfections. Sometimes you want to, you know, you have that pimple, or you have the brows that are not done. But for the most part, if you're not comfortable with who you are, you will never be comfortable in life. And that's a big word. That's a comfortability in self is a whole different ballgame. So instead of having that makeup that's $60 per foundation bottle, get the skincare product that will help you, so you don't have to constantly spend so much on those makeup products.
Yeah. How did Sylvie get comfortable with herself?
Okay. Hard hitting questions.
Yeah, bro. 60 minutes.
How did I get comfortable with myself? I think that's still a work in progress.
Mm.
I think that I can be comfortable with myself around my people and by myself, but when you're in different atmospheres, when you're doing different things, you know, that little thing in your head is telling you, like, Do you fit in? Like, is this you? Like, all these things. And I guess what helped me become more comfortable was to kind of strip everything that I knew before down. I had that isolation period, that isolation season where I had to, like, face the ugly in me. So that made me realize, like, oh, I'm a human. And I may be beautiful and I might put myself together, but I have an ugly side, too.
Yeah.
Toxic side too. So no matter what type
you
of...
all do. I knew you was going to say that. I knew you was going to say that shit.
Bro. I didn't think of it before, because toxic just seems like a yucky word to me, but I mean...
It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
We all do.
We all
shut up.
So, Sylvie's getting more comfortable with herself, for sure.
And I love that you answered it that way, because we're all still a work in progress, right? We can preach, obviously, be comfortable with yourself, but we have to put in that work. It's constant work. You can feel great about yourself right now in January, and in February, you just feel like shit. Like, it's just not working out, but understanding those practices, understanding, okay, I need to, you know, face this toxicity, or I need to face this ugliness that's a part of me and continue to work on myself. I think that's part of the game, and just really trying to be your ultimate true self within it. So, you know, I love that part that you're preaching, because obviously you work on physical beauty as well, but preaching the inner beauty of it, knowing that that's really the most important piece of it all, is really dope.
And that's why I had Made You Look Beauty. Made You Look Beauty was, the name was unique because, little do you know, I'm very sassy. Mm. So Made You Look is like Made You Look, but not because of your outer appearance. Get all that. Like, how am I going to look at you when I know that you're more than just your looks? That's the type of person that can really, that really holds true beauty, in my opinion. Because you could do anything nowadays. Surgery, makeup, hair transplants. People are getting longer toes. Like, all this stuff is happening. And you do what you have to do. But for that little black girl, that Haitian girl, that Cape Verdean girl, Guatemalan, any of those diverse groups, we don't get the same chances. We don't get to feel beautiful because we have products for us. It's always a hassle to find things that are good for black women. We gotta do this, we gotta do that. So it's my time.
Mm.
You know, you complain, you know, you hear, I mean, at clients, I hear their conversations. We have conversations about all these topics. What am I going to do about it? Am I going to just be the reserved esthetician that doesn't show a face on social media and just kind of goes day by day? Or am I going to actually do something about it?
So I want to tap into your knowledge a little bit, because people with double learning, people watching, we got all different type of people watching. So some of my students search me up and tap into some of these episodes. So, getting some of the knowledge out of you, say we had a middle schooler, teenager, who's trying to understand themselves, trying to understand simple basics when it comes to self-care. How would you break that down to somebody who, young girl or boy, trying to understand the true meaning of what it means to take care of yourself and self-care?
I would say it takes a community to have that type of conversation. Mm-hmm. It's not only just me, even as a beauty professional, because what I'm going to tell you is going to be very based on a consistency routine as type of advice. So less is always more. You're young, your skin's going to change. You're not going to be the same person that you once knew a few years from now. So overwhelming yourself with things that you don't even understand you're putting on your face is not worth it. And like you said, these are middle schoolers. So they're not working for it. Their parents are. And a lot of parents will indulge in their kids' wants. That's just what they do. Mm-hmm. You want to see your kid happy. But when your kid's asking for a moisturizer at $60 and they have no idea what to do with that moisturizer, you know who just won? That big old pop.
The big business. It's funny because it doesn't get talked about as much, but, you know, boys, growing men, they go through the same thing as well, just trying to figure out their sense of beauty standards and what they have to work up to. So I have a younger brother who just got into college now, and I'm getting to see him start to change, and you know, he's growing his hair out and everything like that. And the other day he called me, and you know, our genetics are weird. We don't grow crazy facial hair. I got some poking out on the sides now. It looks crazy. And so he's growing. He doesn't got nothing. And he called me the other day, FaceTime. He's like, yo, should I buy like a, what do you call, like a beard roller to grow a beard? I'm like, yo, bro, you're 19, you're 18. Like, let you be natural. Let it happen. But it's like, he's an 18-year-old. He's starting to go into, he's in a new world now where he's seeing different things. And it's like, oh, men with beard, this is the attraction, or this is the attraction. And it's funny just being able to live that through his lens now and seeing like a lot of males as well are going through this. Obviously doesn't get as covered, but it's something that men do fight silently as well in this realm, which was, I thought was really interesting.
It becomes one of those things where men, I'm talking to men, I'm not talking to boys, I'm not talking to young guys, I'm talking to men. You also have to take care of yourself. You also have skin. Mm-hmm. You might not do necessarily the same procedures as us, same maintenance work, but like you said, you have a little brother. He's going to be expecting some type of tips, tricks, yep, to help him as he grows. And even though you may not have known yourself, you do know now. Everyone's on social media all the time. You guys go to YouTube University all the time. TikTok is...
Graduated,
exactly.
Magna cum laude.
Exactly. So if you have people that you care about, I would hope that you would try to help them,
mm-hmm,
when it comes to, like I said, I'm going to tell him one thing, but he might not be comfortable with me.
Right.
He's a male. It's a silent war that you guys fight sometimes. Who's going to know if no one's speaking up? Are you going to be that dude that's considered soft because he's talking about, yo, when you got manis and petties and whatnot? But beauty or aesthetics is not catered to one gender or one group of people.
Yeah.
Wash your face. Grow your beard out, get some beard oil. Come to me, I do beard treatments.
You know that? Did you know that?
It could be as simple as that.
You didn't know that, huh?
Looking the same since like 15. But I mean, as we get back to that last thing you just mentioned, in terms of the things you have going on here, speak on the services, yeah, you provide and whatnot. It's your business, and everybody tuning would love to know everything that you do and what you can provide so that you can bring some more business your way for sure.
Big business.
Okay, so all business is not good business. So those that are looking for a beauty professional that cares for full body waxing, intimate lighting, and full body waxes for male and female. So from head to toe. I do have a few services where it's like a facial. I'm mostly a waxing salon. I'm mostly, mm-hmm, hair removal, vaginal care. I'm going in that realm now that I'm kind of more, you know, confident in what I like to do in the beauty industry, yeah, the aesthetics world. So if you're looking for more information, there's a website, there's an Instagram, I have a cell phone. You know, you can reach out, we can ask questions and figure it out together.
Yeah, you're very intentional throughout this whole time we've been talking about who you're really catering this to. You mentioned the Cape Verdeans, the Haitians of Guatemala. I want you to speak about more of your upbringing, where you really come from, and why you're so intentional about like Black women specifically of who you want to take care of.
So I'll fit in the room. I'm a Black woman. So there's that. But I'm also Haitian American, and I've always been around Haitians, Puerto Ricans, Cape Verdeans, and we all ultimately end up saying the same thing. Like, we just didn't know. We didn't know about waxing at 16. We didn't know about a lot of the things that we should have known, but we just didn't have those sources. So that's where I come in, because I've always felt that I didn't know a lot of the things that I know now. And it definitely made things a bit more difficult when you're trying to walk into your womanhood.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the underrated groups of folks, typically. So I see you guys. I look like you guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to help you guys. That's really it.
Go ahead. No, so in this business, are there a lot of black beauty professions?
There's actually a lot of black
beauty professions. That's dope.
Do I know all of them? Obviously not. Mm-hmm. But for those that are the black beauty professionals that are actually helping, they are there.
Okay.
You may just have to do your research and find them, because these women are typically busy. These women are typically on their grind. So time is money for them. But there's an array of black professionals that you can get sex by.
What does growth and expansion look like for you? Obviously, again, we talked about being here in this new space, your third spot, as you said. And I mean, I think for all of us, Double M included, always look for growth and expansion any type of way. What does that look like for you in terms of, you know, building this to becoming even bigger than what it is? What would that look like for you?
So as far as I'm concerned, my vision for Major with Beauty is to be in different sectors. So we have a Major Beauty Aesthetics, where you get service. We have a Major with Beauty Clothing line, where you end up learning how to dress for your body type, for yourself. Food, just anything. So there's room to grow, but I don't want to just stick to one thing. And I think that's why I can't necessarily answer that question, because I change a lot now. One minute I like this, now I like that. So I guess I want to have more beauty professionals in my corner that can also be on the same wave and try to help other people. So obviously more employees, that would be great. But my vision is actually beyond the aesthetics of this. This business.
So like building a team's the next step?
Yeah. Building a team's the next step.
That's fire, man. You have a beautiful spot. I don't know who wouldn't want to, you know, hop on this wave, especially just hearing everything that you got going on. And with the beauty profession, let's talk a little bit outside of the profession now. Let's talk about Sylvie. You know, it's the 60 minute. It's commercial. 60 it's minutes commercial. Is 60 minutes is done. Just 60 minutes is done. Let's talk about outside of the profession. Who are you? What do you enjoy outside of this?
What's Sylvie Sylvester?
Yeah.
Sylvie Sylvester is she's growing right now. She's trying to figure herself out. I didn't realize how much of a survival mode I used to be in. I used to operate in my own rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm just trying to figure out my new hobbies. I have a good, great friend group now. Very supportive. I'm involved in a church, so my spiritual health is it's more important than a lot of things I might even start saying out loud. But Sylvie is, she's important. So he's going to be doing some big things. And I'm more or less, I don't like to talk about myself, I like to just do it.
Yeah.
So you'll just see what I'm like, really.
What does that motivation and drive come from? Probably talked about it a little bit before, but just in your own personal life and things you're doing outside of the business, what does that drive and motivation come from in terms of growth?
Why am I the way I am? I guess I'm like many factors. My upbringing, I ended up becoming, I'm one of four, so I'm the youngest. And my parents got divorced when I was seven. So I ended up being raised by a single mother. So being a single mother household, all those trials and tribulations going through that, being a black woman, just having a lot of odds against me personally, right? You always hear people, oh, life sucks, life's hard. Yeah, sometimes. But how are you going to make it easier?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to keep saying the same thing over and over. Like, we know life is hard. Running a business is not easy. being in front of a camera talking to people is not easy. But I'd rather try than not do it.
Word.
Yeah.
Why not try something that you thought, really thought to yourself that you wouldn't be able to do? So the motivation is me.
That's fire.
Is there anything that inspires you? Do you pull your inspiration in? I know you talked a little bit about spirituality and having faith, but outside of that as well, where do you get inspiration from?
Everybody. I learn from everybody, good or bad. I'm always going to be a sponge, so I'm always going to suck in all the knowledge I can. So my inspiration was not that text, but it was just seeing what was going on around me. Like seeing people go through it. Like when you're not given the opportunity to have a silver spoon in your mouth, you really see the struggles. Everyday working people. I love working with people that do what they have to do, that don't need a praise because they want to work, taking care of their kids, taking care of their responsibilities. Those people inspire me. Because they can literally just give up. We can all just give up. But you choose them not to. That's my inspiration.
That's a good answer. Very good answer. You was prepared for this.
Right? No. She wish she had to.
You laying off the top.
This is a teleprompter.
Rolling somewhere.
This is a teleprompter in the back of this. We here, Double M Live at Made You Look Beauty. We got our beauty profession, Sylvie, in the building. Mike, nice. I think I know a good way to get to know Sylvie.
Is that time?
I think it's that time. I think I know a great way to get to know our guest here.
We put you on a hot seat.
Hot seat?
Uh-huh.
Jeez, right now?
Yeah, right now.
Right now. We ain't gonna waste no more time. We gonna spit these questions at you, and just as you've been doing, coming up with great answers.
First thing that comes to mind.
You got something to kick it off with? You want me to start off with my usual?
Yeah. Okay. We'll start off big, and we'll light. Oh, which one? You just go ahead. It's been a while.
Just go. Ready? You could have your favorite meal in front of you right now. What would it be?
Fried chicken.
Hey, yo. A Bev?
I guess I'll do fried chicken. I'll do some type of starch. And then just because I'm on camera, I'll do some type of like vegetables.
To make it look good. Make it look good, golly.
But man, if that fried chicken's not on there, I don't want nothing
new. Specific fried chicken?
I'm Haitian, so I'm always gonna say like Haitian fried chicken.
Okay, all right. Would you prefer a night out with tequila or a night out with some wine?
Sylvie, last couple of months would have said tequila. Mm-hmm. Sylvie now is like, I don't do the hard liquor.
It's wine. Yeah. Okay. Dark or light?
Yeah.
He won't let that rock.
Good word. Red wine or white wine?
White wine.
If you could be anywhere in the world right now on vacation, where would you be?
Yeah, no, she's answering it too quick. I got you. You win the lottery right now. Who is the first person you're calling?
My mom.
Why?
I owe her money, so I can definitely tell her I have it now.
Word. To take care of that.
Definitely my mom.
Okay. Three superpowers that you could have.
Three superpowers? God damn, three superpowers. Crazy.
Three superpowers.
About to choose.
Three superpowers, bro. Who has three superpowers?
Okay, so give me an example of these superpowers. Do I choose on a list?
Like speed, strength, invisibility, telekinesis.
God bless. Invisibility.
I like this question. Next question.
You don't like this question. Yeah, you can't do that on the hot seat.
I can, though.
Name one superpower you should have.
I guess Invisible.
Invisibility. Why?
You learn more.
You say you learn more?
Learn more about people when they think no one's looking.
You just want to be in some people's business, huh?
I mean, no, no. First of all, not be invisible. Just kind of going through life, no one seeing you.
Yeah. Okay. I'm looking through your playlist. Who is the most played artist currently right now?
It's Shansea. I'm a reggae, dance hall, Dutty Wine, all that type of stuff. So Shansea, most likely.
But we a fan of Shansea here in Double M.
We are.
Yeah.
I'm trying to save this question. I don't want to hit it off yet. But maybe I should.
She's been ready for all of them. You might as well.
Okay. Yeah, but dinner for five. You can invite five guests. Dead or alive, past or present, whatever the case may be. These guests are completely your options. Okay. Who are you inviting? Five guests.
Jesus, Oprah, Ellen.
The Generous.
I would also... Oof. There's a testosterone in here. Tupac.
Tupac, what, yeah, man?
And the last person, I most likely would... George Washington,
the dad of the son.
Yeah, those are the five people I would.
Which one? Oh, I'm thinking of George Bush. I'm faded.
Yeah. the first president.
Oh, yeah, the first president.
Yo, Bella, I did not want to say that. I did not.
That's what, George Bush.
Said, I don't know what history class this dude took. I ain't learned about George Washington's son.
That makes
sense. I did. I said, listen, bro, I never learned about George Washington's son. If you knew something, I did it.
I thought George Bush. My head is in a different spot. But you answered very quickly. Yeah. And usually when we do this.
Jesus and Oprah was right off the bat.
It's not
raining
for me.
Did you watch that, The Color Purple?
I did.
The newer one? You liked it?
Oh, actually, not the new one.
Okay. There's a newer one. That's why when you said Oprah, I thought of that. If you could play out any character in any TV show or movie, what character would you want to play as? Or live as? You want to live as SpongeBob?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely.
You want to flip Krabby Patties?
That's my alter ego.
Oh. Favorite SpongeBob episode? Okay, the first episode that came to mind when I asked that.
I guess Plantain was like mad about something again. And SpongeBob, like,
she said again.
Came to him and just started like trying to help him and do all these things, and Plantain was just so disgusted, so annoyed, like
Chum Bucket.
So annoyed with him. So probably SpongeBob for sure.
I said I was not expecting SpongeBob.
He's goofy, he's funny, like he has square pants, like
I'm not expecting SpongeBob.
She worked too fast. She's got more presidents and whatnot, like my head twisted all over the place. Sylvie.
Yes.
I can't believe that, I mean, you blessed us with this opportunity to sit down in your space and share all these gems with us. Mm. I'm thankful, we're thankful. You know, you got something beautiful going on here. And I know we can't wait to continue to see what you do, what you have going on next, the continued growth, the continued expansion of self-made. I mean, made you love, I said self-made. I'm happy that we had this opportunity for sure.
No, 100, man. To see a black woman being proud of what she does and trying to bring the community together and help the community, it doesn't get more better than that. You should be really proud of yourself for everything that you are doing, everything you're going to continue to do in the future. You got our support 100%. Can't wait to continue to collab. Not only are you someone who is trying to help, but you're fun, you're enjoyable to be around, you have a welcoming space. So this is going to be beautiful, man. 2024.
2024, you got
what was the saying? What was the
more
saying?
More in store.
More in store for 2024.
And you know, it's Double M. This is the first of many more Double M on the road. Like you see here, we're in this beautiful space.
There'll be many more, but there'll only be one first.
It's true. Sylvie set the tone. She set the tone for what's in store to come for Double M.
I made you look. I just made you look. That's it.
She's good. She's ready for this.
So, on behalf of myself, Marv, shout out to Mello in the building.
Big Mello. We got Danger in the building, it's too. Danger.
She ain't not tell me that was her name. That's crazy. I got another name. Yeah. That's crazy.
Those fun people.
We to the moon, it's Double M. You know how we do. Thank you, Sylvie.
Thank you. Great job.